Hi there, it's Alexis from Wild Blue Yonder Meditations, and I wanted to let you know that there's now a subscription option for listeners. When you become a paid member of my podcast, each week you'll get access to exclusive meditations and contemplations that cover curated themes, all ad-free. Signing up is easy. Visit tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. That's tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. And don't forget to opt in to receive emails from the creator, that's me, so I can keep you informed on the latest episodes. You can also check out the link in my profile wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry. There will still be free contemplations and meditations each week. Just make sure to like and subscribe to Wild Blue Yonder Meditations wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks in advance for your support, and I look forward to practicing with you. Hello and welcome. My name is Alexis, and today we'll be working on developing your inner resource. Your inner resource is a place of safety and security that you can turn to at a moment's notice whenever you want to feel safe, secure, and at ease. It's an internalized sense of well-being, and the more you spend time there, the more powerful and supportive it becomes when you need it most. If you're just joining this series and are new to working with an inner resource, I suggest you head back to the podcast and check out the other episodes in this mini-series, where we focus on developing your resource one sense at a time. This will deepen your experience of this practice. But of course, this is an option, not a requirement. Do what works best for you. Let's begin by coming into a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down. Take a few moments to make any adjustments that will allow you to be as comfortable as possible in this moment today. Now, turn your attention to your inner resource, a place where when you are there, you feel calm, at ease, welcome, peaceful, and safe. It can be a real or an imaginary place. Somewhere you've been, somewhere you've only dreamt of. It's entirely up to you. There are no wrong answers. As you start to develop the architecture of this place, let's tune in to your sense of sight. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you see? What does this place look like? Does it have a specific landscape? What objects and colors are present in this space? Are there important people present, like loved ones, beloved pets, or wisdom figures? What do you see when you look up above you? What do you see when you look down toward your feet? What do you see when you look to the left? What do you see when you look to the right? If you turn around in this space, what do you see? Allowing every possible detail to fill your vision as you observe each nook and cranny of your inner resource with your eyes.
noticing what this place looks like.
Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes clearer and clearer in the mind's eye. As you continue to explore this place, let's tune in to your sense of touch. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you feel? What physical sensations, textures, or felt experiences are here? How would you describe them? Are there cozy objects like warm blankets, soft clothing, or furry pets? Are there grounding objects like the feeling of summer grass between your toes and beneath your feet? The sensation of cool water running across your skin? The firm grasp of the hand of someone you love? Allowing every possible detail of touch sensation to arise as you observe each nook and cranny of your inner resource with your sense of touch. Noticing what this place feels like. Is it small and cozy? Expansive and welcoming? Is there a certain temperature here? A certain type of weather? Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes easier and easier to really feel this place, as if it's caressing your skin. Continue to get curious about this place, and as you do, let's tune into your sense of hearing. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you hear? What auditory experiences, sounds, or even the felt sense in the ears are here? How would you describe them? Is there a playlist of your favorite songs rotating in the background? The singing of someone who's important to you. Perhaps soothing white noise. Or maybe the sounds of nature. Are there calming sounds like the humming of a group of believers in unison? The babble of a nearby brook? The gentle tinkling of a wind chime. Allow every possible detail of hearing sensation to arise as you observe each corner of your inner resource with your sense of hearing.
Noticing what this place sounds like. Is it still and quiet like a forest after it rains? Loud and boisterous like a celebration? Are there voices here? A certain type of sound that reminds you of a special moment in your life? Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes easier and easier to really hear all of the sounds within this place. As you continue to immerse yourself in this place, let's tune in to your sense of smell. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you smell? What olfactory experiences, smells, or even the felt sense in the nose are here? How would you describe them? Can you smell your favorite perfume or cologne? The scent of a person or animal that is important to you? Perhaps a smell from childhood? Or maybe the smells of nature? Are there calming smells like lavender or eucalyptus? A blanket that just finished in the dryer? A bouquet of roses. Allowing every possible detail of smell sensation to arise as you absorb every part of your inner resource with your sense of smell. Noticing what this place smells like. Does it smell like the damp earth after it rains? Sharp and pungent like a citrus fruit. Is it fresh and crisp like the air on top of a mountain? A certain type of smell that reminds you of a special moment in your life. Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes easier and easier to really smell all of the scents within this place. In spending some quality time in this place, let's tune in to your sense of taste. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you taste? What gustation experiences, flavors, or even the felt sense in the mouth is here? How would you describe them? Can you taste your favorite meal from childhood? Notice the flavor of your favorite sweet treat. Perhaps the taste of a delightful beverage. Or maybe the taste of nature. Are there fresh flavors like lavender or cucumber? Rich tastes like chocolate or homemade ice cream? Flavors that remind you of a specific place you'd like to visit again? Allowing every possible detail of taste sensation to arise as you observe each nook and cranny of your inner resource with your sense of taste. Noticing what this place tastes like. Does it taste like snowflakes hitting your tongue? The spray of sea salt air on the beach? Is it fresh and crisp, like a breath of clean mountain air? An everyday flavor, like coffee or tea, that helps you feel grounded and at ease. Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes easier and easier to really taste all of the flavors within this place. Allow all of your senses to combine as you feel into and really notice the felt sense of this place. Feel as though you are embodying it as much as it is embodying you. Notice how it shifts and changes. Perhaps it becomes more vivid as you spend time there. Maybe it becomes clearer in your mind's eye. And notice too how spending time in your inner resource makes you feel in your body. As you bring your inner resource into your mind's eye, what felt sense arises in your body and your mind? Your inner resource is always here. It's a place that reflects your true nature. The part of you that is calm, at ease, and untouched by any of your experiences. It's always here to welcome you, to hold you, to help you reconnect with the deep sense of peace and equanimity that's always present, no matter the circumstances you face in your life. Feel into the sense of well-being and ease that's present. Notice the sense of calm or even relaxation that is here. And as you prepare to return to your daily life, see if you can carry that with you into the rest of your day, the rest of your week. Remembering that your inner resource is always here to support you whenever you need it at a moment's notice. When you feel ready, Allow your inner resource to fade from your mind's eye. Taking a deep inhale here, filling the belly, lungs, and chest with air. Then slowly exhaling that breath back out. Taking another deep inhale as you begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your arms and legs, gently waking your body up. And when it feels right for you, gently opening the eyes. Great work. Today, you practice strengthening your inner resource. The more you do this practice, the stronger and more reliable your inner resource will become. Return to this practice as often as you'd like to begin to harness the power of your mind and your ability to connect with your inner peace. Thanks for joining me today. This practice is now complete.